Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, March 21st, 2024, 9:07 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, and it is Thursday, which means we got a special guest joining us now from the Times Independent is reporter Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. You got the latest edition of the Times Independent out now. What's in that latest edition?
Yeah, one of the big stories that we feature this week is about the lithium project going up in Green River. This is being led by Anson Resources, which is the same company pursuing lithium and uranium exploration in Grand County and around Moab as well. But I actually went to an open house led by Anson Resources, or rather A1 Lithium, one of their subsidiaries, in Green River last week, where they answered some questions about a water surge that a test well had seen and just provided more background information generally about, you know, what this project could entail.
Huh, very interesting. Well, that could have big impacts on the area, and especially Green River. Tell us, there's kind of an interesting story about a Dollar General employee doing something pretty interesting. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. My editor, Doug McMurdo, this week wrote about an employee of the local Moab Dollar General store who foiled a would-be scammer. This employee saw a woman at the store who was trying to get $1,800 in prepaid debit cards. She said that she'd been told to get those and deliver them to the local sheriff's office as a fine for failure to appear for jury duty. This employee recognized a lot of the signs of a potential scam and alerted the woman, who ended up, you know, contacting the local law enforcement agencies and realizing that it was in fact a scam. So really, really heroic actions by that local employee.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, that's unfortunately something that a lot of people deal with in the area, and glad to hear this has a happy ending for the woman involved. So yeah, great work there. That's good news on the front page. What else do you got in this latest edition?
Yeah, we have tons of public land news in this week's edition. You know, as I'm sure you've been reporting on, the draft management plan for Bears Ears National Monument is out. We're in the middle of a 90-day public comment period. I know you and I were just chatting about how the document is pretty lengthy, but I definitely encourage folks to try to check it out, or at least check out kind of the summaries of all the proposed options and provide comments. Also, Canyonlands National Park is in the middle of a comment period for a new river management plan. That'll be the first river-specific management plan for the park since 1981, and it's a great time to get in on the ground floor with your comments. And then finally, Arches and Canyonlands have a new superintendent, Lena Pace. She'll be officially starting early April, but she's already been acting as interim superintendent. She also oversees the superintendent of Hovind Weep and Natural Bridges National Monuments. So that's also really exciting news to have somebody back in the local head position at NPF.
Yeah, so lots of public lands news in this edition of the Times Independent. What else do you want to highlight this morning, Sophia?
Yeah, it's hard to know what else to highlight, but I guess our other big story on A1 is that an event that'll be in Moab this Saturday, and that is a screening of the film In the Dirt, which celebrates the fast-growing sport of mountain biking on the Navajo Nation. It is a fundraiser, and that'll benefit some charities as well as the race team that's profiled in the film. It's a really interesting, looks like a really interesting film, and it's a very interesting topic as well. And there's also an optional mountain bike ride that a lot of folks watching the film and cast and crew will be going on earlier in the day. So if you're interested in participating, I encourage you to check out the article.
Well, very cool. Well, I know you also mentioned before we got on air, there's another big story that's not in the Times Independent, but available on your website. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, really exciting late-breaking news. So it's not in this week's print edition, but it is online. Seekhaven, which is Moab's local domestic violence prevention nonprofit, was awarded $2 million from, I think it's called Yield Giving, which is the Mackenzie Scott Foundation. Mackenzie Scott is Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. So she's quite a bit of money, you know, from her ex-husband, and some of that money is finding its way to Moab. So big news and a big congratulations to Seekhaven.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, again, it's another full edition of the Times Independent. So much news, you know, we just barely scratched the surface. There's a bunch of reasons to pick up this latest edition and check what's in there. Sophia, thanks for taking time to join us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Again, that's Sophia Fisher, reporter with the Times Independent. Latest edition is out now. Once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Emory Telcom is Southeastern Utah's source for reliable high-speed internet. Now we're awarding $2,000 college scholarships to high school seniors from Grand and San Juan counties and Dove Creek, Colorado. The goal is to provide financial aid to students who have demonstrated strong academics, community involvement, and a desire to further their education. Applicants must be an Emory Telcom customer, a citizen or legal resident of the United States, and have a grade point average of 3.0 or higher. Applications are due by April 8th. Mailed applications must be postmarked by April 8th. For full details, rules, and an application, visit emorytelcom.com. Scroll over the Community tab and click Scholarships.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024, 9:15 a.m. Taking a look at some other local news in the Red Rock area. We've got some traffic news for you, including information there in the eastern part of our listening area. Telluride and Rico, the road between them, Colorado 145, it's going to be closed today starting at 10 and going till 4, so hopefully during work hours, but it's going to be closed as tow truck operators are going to pull a crashed commercial motor vehicle up the highway to be towed away. That's going to impact travel there between Telluride and Rico. Scheduled closure 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Looking at some other info in the area, there's a planned water service interruption happening today in Moab on East 200 South and Tisher Street. The City of Moab Water Department is conducting a water main shutdown to replace a water main inline valve at the intersection of East 200 South and Tisher. The service shutdown will impact just three properties, it looks like, but water service will be shut down from 9 to 5 today. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of other local news and happenings in the area. A missing person alert on the Navajo Nation Kayenta District. They're looking for Demetrius Blake, 28-year-old man listed at 5'8". Last seen wearing gray, white short cuts and black Nike shoes. He also has a rose tattoo on his right hand, a tattoo of the wording Monique on his right forearm, and a Cardinals tattoo on his left leg. He's also missing a left tooth. If you've seen Demetrius Blake and know his whereabouts, you're asked to contact the Kayenta District at 928-697-5600. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area. Funeral services for Stuart Warren Hatch began today at 10 a.m. at the Ertel Memorial Chapel. Stuart, age 45, passed away on March 14th. A celebration of life for longtime Cortez resident Jim Johnston will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the First United Methodist Church of Cortez. Graveside services for Rakan Robert Samuel Redeye, age 27, are Monday, March 25th at 1 p.m. at the Family Cemetery in Baby Rocks, Arizona. Celebration of life services for Davina K. Branson, age 67, of Cortez, will be held on Saturday, March 30th. That's a week from Saturday, this coming Saturday, from 11 to 2 at the Urtel Memorial Chapel. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Urtel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Once again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We'll take another quick break and be back with more news and happenings.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Did you know a nuclear power plant needs just 2.2 pounds of uranium to produce as much energy as 3 million pounds of coal? Energy Fuel's White Mesa Mill in Blanding is becoming America's hub for a clean and reliable energy future. They're revolutionizing the way we power our world by harnessing the incredible energy contained in naturally occurring uranium to fuel clean, carbon-free nuclear power. Visit energyfuels.com to see how they're energizing tomorrow.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited-time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7 FM. It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024, 9:22 a.m. The number one song on today's date in 1967, 57 years ago today, was Happy Together by the Turtles, written by Gary Bonner and Alan Gordon, former member of the Magicians. Today, on March 21st, 2006, Twitter launched. Co-founder Jack Dorsey sent the first public tweet, which read, "Just setting up my Twitter." So I guess Twitter is now 18 years old. On this day in 1963, the federal prison on Alcatraz Island in San Francisco Bay closed. Two events on this day in 1980. The first was that the President Jimmy Carter announcing that the United States would boycott the Moscow Summer Olympics due to the Soviets' invasion of Afghanistan. The second was J.R. Ewing was shot on the last episode of Season 3 of Dallas. The entire nation had to guess about the cliffhanger for the next 4 months until the new season let us know who shot JR. That was a big deal, or so I'm told. Today is Rosie the Riveter Day, celebrated on March 21st to recognize the part American women played in America's victory in World War II. Today is Credit Card Reduction Day, day made for those with outstanding credit card debts wanting to get rid of their interest payments quickly. Couple birthdays today. Actor Gary Oldman is 66 today. And actor Scott Eastwood is 38. He played Medal of Honor winner Clint Romachet in the movie Outpost. Red Rock connection there. Actor Matthew Broderick is 62 today. That's Ferris Bueller. Singer Eddie Money was born on this day in 1949, died in 2019. Birthdays today locally for Brittany Red Acox, Layla Fuller Tolbert, Megan Adams Butler, Diana Odorizio, Steve Houston, Cody Funk, Sally Knuckles, Cedar English, Chris Black, as well as just a few more. I know Dustin Mitchell's birthday today as well, and Myrna Saudette. So happy birthday. If you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or shoot us an email at info@redrock92.com. Once again, it is the morning show on 92.7. Of course, as part of the morning show, we got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. The Element, Moab's four-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/Med Surgery Registered Nurse, They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic is seeking an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a loop tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cucci's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef tournoi role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Diné Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatio, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-0233. 1958, brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right, I'm in Rawhide.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. 9:35 a.m. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Last night, the Utah Jazz losing to Oklahoma City Thunder. The Phoenix Suns, though, defeating the Philadelphia 76ers 115-102. In action tonight, Utah is in Dallas. The Denver Nuggets hosting the New York Knicks and the Phoenix Suns hosting Atlanta. Let's take a look now at other regional sports. NCAA basketball tournament is underway with the first four last night. Colorado beating Boise State 60-53. So the Buffs are in the tournament, and that tournament's starting in earnest this morning. looking at our regional teams, BYU is first regional team to play. They'll tip off at 10:40 a.m. Number two seed Arizona is starting up at noon today. Looking elsewhere, Colorado State taking on Texas. That's at 4:50 this evening, or I guess afternoon. I don't know where you put that. But looks like that's going to be it for our regional men's teams. In the women's bracket, they've got their first four starting up tonight. Arizona is taking on Auburn. Those are two 11 seeds tipping off at 5 o'clock. Well, that's going to do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.